A comfortable familiarity. The epilogue to Christmas today is the same that it was more than 2,000 years ago. Now, as then, man may pause for a moment to consider the Christ child, to linger over the prospect of forgiving grace and peace with God, to embrace the warmth of love come down to man. But eventually he turns away, choosing the more familiar darkness over revealing light. That peculiar decision remains a mystery, but it is not a stranger, even to those who have chosen to believe. Through ignorance, misconception, sloth, or simple hatred, most in his creation have rejected the life Jesus offers. And there is the tragedy. Man rejects the one who made him. Isaiah 8:14. Then he shall become a sanctuary, but to both the houses of Israel a stone to strike and a rock to stumble over, and a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. There is something so warm and cozy about a newborn lying in a manger. Mix in a little Silent Night, Holy Night, the nostalgic whiff of evergreen boughs, and the glow of doing something nice for someone else, and Christmas becomes all warm and fuzzy and harmless. Or at least not so threatening. Even those who during the rest of the year are profoundly disinterested in things holy are known to shed pieces of their protective armor for the birth of Jesus. But as the calendar page turns, those who risked that uncomfortable nearness to Christ quickly lurch away, retreating like frightened mice back into the comfortable familiarity of their darkened corners. For even they know that when one lingers too long in the light of Christ, one might just become used to it and want to stay. The baby Jesus represents a goodness and grace that is an uncomfortable fit for the world. This present habitation prefers cynicism over innocence, selfishness over generosity, anger over kindness, lies over truth. The baby Jesus coming into this world is like a Midwestern agrarian being dropped into Times Square. The culture shock is brutally overwhelming for the farmer, and before long the residents reduce the naive newcomer to pitiable insignificance through derision and contempt. This world doesn't much like Jesus. Oh, it has a passing affection for religion, with its ceremony and splendid architecture, its manageable turn-the-other-cheek submissiveness, but only so long as it stays within its stained glass box. But the God-man Jesus? No, we can't have that. And Jesus, after 2 millennia, is still what he was declared to be, an offense. Christmas is a time of God extending his hand to those who do not yet know him. Just as the believer's ordinance of communion is an opportunity to remember Christ's sacrifice for our sins, Christmas is an opportunity to remember God's sacrifice in sending his Son as a gift of life and light to the world. The child lying in the manger is God saying to all, "Come, step out of your darkness and into my light. Leave behind your cynicism and anger, your hard and calloused existence, your self-centeredness and pride. Come, come with the shepherds and magi, kneel in worship and praise before the one who created you, the one who loved you and gave you life. For he loves you still. And for you, this child will die that you might forever live in his light.